This is a reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center for November 2023. Our mission. The Sudbury Senior Center mission is to support the dignity, independence, and well-being of Sudbury's older adults and their families by providing programs and services in a welcoming environment for all. Please note, the Senior Center is closed on the following days in November: Veterans Day, November 10th, Thanksgiving Holiday, November 22nd at 12 p.m., November 23rd and 24th, and for move planning on November 28th at 12:30 p.m. Highlights this month: November 1st through the 30th, Struttenauer Stuffin; November 6th, Sudbury Senior Trips Meeting, Alaska; November 8th, Veterans Appreciation Luncheon at Wayside Inn; November 9th, Grief and the Holidays Workshop; November 14th, Lunch and Learn; November 17th, Movie, Love Again. A note from Deborah Galloway, Director. Greetings all. As most of you are aware, as we prepare for winter, we are also preparing for the Senior Center to move to the new building. We expect to be closed for a total of about 2.5 weeks during the transition to the new building, now scheduled for December 11th through the 28th. During the move and transition, we hope to continue to offer all of our virtual programs and to switch our hybrid programs to virtual only. Some classes and groups can be moved to other locations, but many, unfortunately, cannot. Information on schedule changes will be shared via email updates, flyers, and notices during this time. Please feel free to also call us for the latest information on cancellations. If a class with a fee is canceled during the closure, the class session will be extended. Please be aware that construction activities can change rapidly and may involve activity in the parking lot. We do not always get a lot of notice about these activities. Use your best judgment about where to park. Closer to the Senior Center is better. And be extra careful walking across the parking lot. Also, there continue to be people driving through the lot who are dropping off children and tweens for park and recreation programs at various times of the day. Winter is just around the corner. Are you ready? Make sure to have a plan should a power outage occur. Sign up for the town's emergency notifications, and you will receive an automated call alerting you to important information. Have your own emergency numbers and extra supplies available and easy to locate. For more information on preparing, contact Ana Cristina Oliveira at 978-443-3055 or oliveiraa@sudbury.ma.us. That's spelled oliveiraa@sudbury.ma.us. And lastly, the Senior Center interviewed for the position of Assistant Director / Outreach Coordinator over the last few months. We are excited to announce that current Outreach Specialist Ana Cristina Oliveira has accepted the position. Congratulations, Ana Cristina. Warm wishes for the holiday season. Signed, Deborah. From the academic section, the Great Courses DVD series. Please email Sherry Finley to sign up for the Great Courses DVD series and current events. Sherry can be reached at finleyc@sudbury.ma.us. And that's spelled finleyc@sudbury.ma.us. Here are the courses. Post-Impressionism, the Beginning of Modern Art, on Zoom until November 13th. Day, Mondays. Time, 10 to 11 a.m. Museum Masterpieces, the National Gallery in London, on Zoom, beginning November 20th. Day, Mondays. Time, 10 to 11 a.m. Of all the world's great art museums, the National Gallery London is the only place where you can truly grasp the breathtaking scope of European painting between 1200 and 1900. Established in 1824, the National Gallery was commissioned as the People's Museum, a cultural institution meant to reflect the artistic legacy both of Great Britain and of the European continent. Inside its halls are more than 2,500 European paintings by some of Western civilization's greatest masters, including Titian, Rubens, and Rembrandt. Please contact the Senior Center to sign up for this course at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Concert Masterworks on Zoom during November, day Tuesdays, time 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Have you ever wondered what goes through a composer's mind during those magical months when a musical composition is being notated on paper? Have you tried to imagine that creative process that boils inside geniuses like Dvorak, Strauss, Mozart, or Liszt? Find out by watching this interesting series. Living the French Revolution and the Age of Napoleon on Zoom during November, day Wednesdays, time 9:30 to 11 a.m. The 25 years between the onset of the French Revolution in 1789 and the Bourbon Restoration after Napoleon in 1814 is an astonishing period in world history. This era shook the foundations of the old world and marked a permanent shift for politics, religion, and society for all of Europe. Current events discussion, hybrid meeting, day, Thursdays, time, 10 a.m. There is no meeting on November 23rd. Current events is offered on-site and via Zoom. Join in this respectful discussion of world events with facilitator Don Sherman. Sign up by calling 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. New Community Center update. Monday, November 20th at 11 a.m., Sudbury's Combined Facilities Director, Sandra Duran, will be here with a presentation of the construction of the new community center. Learn more about how the construction is proceeding and what will be included in the new building. Please sign up by contacting the center at 978-443-3055. From the Cards, Groups, and Art Classes section, Cribbage, Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mahjong, Mondays, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Intermediate Bridge on Wednesdays, 1 to 3:30 p.m. Let's Play Chess, Wednesdays, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Canasta, Thursdays, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. There's a short story group the fourth Monday of the month from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Stamp Club, second Monday of the month, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Watercolors Drop-In, Friday, November 3rd, from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. or 1:45 to 3:45 p.m. No meetings, November 10th and 24th. Joy of Watercolors Workshop with Angela Ackerman, Fridays at 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. and 1:45 to 3:45 p.m. on November 17th and December 1st. $15 per workshop. November 17th, Warm Harvest Kitchen Cooking Watercolor Workshop. Students will be experimenting with layout and color as they paint favorite food or kitchen still life. Bring a favorite Warm Harvest food photo or recipe to work from. Any kitchen cooking theme items or items from your kitchen to paint from is great as well. All levels are welcome. December 1st, Winter Watercolor Workshop. Students will be playing around with snow scenes, winter greenery, winter animals or birds, and any ideas they like for a winter watercolor painting. Please bring in a photo or research that will inspire you. All levels welcome. Register. Please sign up in advance by contacting the Senior Center at 978-443-3055. You may also email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Please pay the fee as soon as possible after registration. Choose one time slot. Scholarship may be available. Contact Ana Cristina Oliveira at 978-639-3268. From the Fitness Classes section, Fit for the Future. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 11 to 12 p.m. Note, no classes October 30th, November 1st, or November 8th. $4 at check-in, exact change only, instructor Louis Lev. To pay for a fitness class, please make your check payable to Town of Sudbury. Scholarships may be available to offset cost. Tai Chi, Mondays, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., $30, $48. Instructor, John Woodward, 5-week session, October 23rd through November 20th. Next session, 8-week session, November 27th through February 5th for $48. No classes December 25th, January 1st, or 15th. Tai Chi is an ancient form of Chinese exercise that enhances the flow of internal energy in the body, utilizing slow movements. John is a certified Tai Chi instructor and teaches at several local fitness clubs and senior centers. Mindful Living with Meditation, Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m., costs $30. Instructor, Lisa Campbell, 5-week session from November 8th through December 20th. No classes November 15th and 22nd. Learn practices of mindful awareness and gentle breathing exercises to help manage stress and cultivate deeper gratitude and well-being in your life. Lisa is the founder of Mind Fulfilled Meditation, LLC. Zumba Gold, Thursdays from 11 to 11:55 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Yachun Lin, 8-week session from November 2nd through January 4th. No classes November 23rd or December 28th. Zumba Gold is a fun cardio class with low-impact movements that are gentle to your joints. Each class is like a dance party with easy-to-follow steps. Finishes with balance practice and stretch exercises to increase flexibility. Yachun, or YC, is an AFAA-certified group fitness instructor. Intermediate Tap Dance, Thursdays from 9:15 to 10:15 a.m., cost $24. Instructor Susan Craver, 4-week session from November 9th through December 7th. Tapping is a style of dance that turns you into a musician, using your feet or tap shoes as the percussive instrument. Susan has been teaching fitness classes for over 25 years. Chair Yoga Hybrid Class, Fridays 9:30 to 10:15 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Rebecca Reber, 8-week session, November 17th through January 19th. No classes November 10th or 24th. Join this relaxing class with stretching. Yoga is excellent for loosening muscle tension and maintaining range of motion for the joints. Most of the class takes place while sitting. Rebecca teaches at many local senior centers and is a 200-hour Yoga Fit International Training System, Inc. RYT certified instructor. Virtual class, staying active and independent for life. Thursdays from 9:15 to 10 a.m., cost $48. Instructor Derry Tanner, 8-week session from November 16th through January 18th. No classes November 23rd or December 28th. SAIL is a safe and effective fitness class on Zoom. Learn research-tested strength, balance, and flexibility exercises that can help to make you stronger. Derry is a retired nurse and certified personal trainer. Notes. Try any class for the first time risk-free. If you don't want to sign up for the session, pay no fee. Theater Ticks and New Art Course. Curtains. Musical at LS Regional High School. Thursday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m. Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School and the LSB Players are pleased to announce their first production of the 2023-24 season, Curtains. The Senior Center will have a limited number of complimentary tickets. This energetic and irreverent play within a play takes place backstage at Boston's Colonial Theater, where the leading lady of the current musical suddenly falls dead. Lieutenant Frank Chaffee arrives on the scene to investigate, only to reveal that this was a case of foul play and the murderer may be among them. Performed in the Kirshner Auditorium at LSRHS on Wednesday, November 15th through Saturday, November 18th, all shows 7:30 p.m. Please call to reserve a ticket. Reserve tickets available for pickup at the Senior Center on Monday, November 13th. Back to Basics with iPhone and iPad, Tuesday, November 7th, 2 p.m. open to iPhone and iPad users. This introductory class introduces new users to the basics of navigation and features of the device. We cover the hardware of the iPhone, including the buttons, volume switch, cameras, and speakers, navigation to important areas of the phone, and iPhone applications for calling and messaging. Instructor Kevin Figueroa created KevTech Services with the goal of helping those who didn't grow up with technology become more comfortable and confident with their devices. Sign up by calling 978-443-3055. Space is limited. Volunteer news, program highlight, the Phone Buddy program. A participant says, "The phone call I receive is a highlight of each week for me." This cherished program matches a senior with a phone buddy volunteer. A weekly phone call, lasting 15 to 30 minutes, is made by the volunteer. The call provides socialization and friendship, aiding with isolation and boredom many experience, especially when the weather turns cold and the daylight hours are shorter. For more information about the Phone Buddy program, please contact Janet Lipkin at 978-639-3223. Shane Hopman of Troop 63 completed his Eagle Scout project, 15 Birdhouses, to be given to individuals with dementia and their caregivers. What we do. Our volunteers make small outdoor and within garage home repairs, provide technology support, make weekly phone calls or outdoor home visits to seniors, do weekly grocery shopping with delivery for seniors, offer free legal, tax, and health insurance advice, deliver library materials to seniors unable to get to GoodNow, and much, much more. Special thank you to our technology support volunteers for their expertise and dedication of time at our tech support clinic that we held in September. And to become a volunteer, if you would like to apply or learn more about possible opportunities, please contact Janet Lipkin, Coordinator of Volunteer Programs, at 978-639-3223 or email lipkinj@sudbury.ma.us. That's lipkinj@sudbury.ma.us. You can also visit the Senior Center webpage at sudburyseniorcenter.org. Special events. Veterans Appreciation Luncheon, Wednesday, November 8th, 12 p.m. Veterans and spouses are welcome to enjoy a delicious lunch and great conversation at the Wayside Inn. Event is sponsored by the First Lieutenant Scott Milley Foundation of Sudbury. Please register by contacting the center at 978-443-3055. Space is limited. Lunch and Learn, Aging on Purpose, Tuesday, November 14th, 12 p.m., lunch, 12:30 talk. Many adults are living longer today than generations before them. We call those extra years the longevity dividend, and it's the best gift you can get. Make the most of that gift by exploring the attitudes and behaviors that may be holding you back from a truly fulfilling and happy retirement. Then, devise a plan to make your ideal retirement a reality. This is all from information based on the latest research by psychologists and gerontologists. Come and find out not just how you can live longer, but also how you can make these extra years really count. Have a retirement where you want to jump out of bed each morning, eager to start the day. Doug Peck is currently the Director of Community Partnerships with Seniors Helping Seniors of Greater Boston and Metro West. The company has been recognized by the Boston Globe for 5 years in a row as a top workplace. Doug and owner and executive director Josh Obiter were recognized in Mary Cronin's book, Starting Up Smarter, Why Founders Over 50 Build Better Companies. Doug is also the chairperson of the Southborough Council on Aging, served on the executive committee of Baypath Elder Services for 6 years, and has supported and provided training for the Alzheimer's Association for the past 10 years. Please sign up by Thursday, November 9th. Space is limited. And that lunch will include assorted sandwiches, drinks, and desserts. There is a vegetarian option available. Sudbury Senior Services for non-urgent needs. Home safety checks. A collaboration with the Sudbury Fire Department to ensure working smoke and CO alarms in the home of Sudbury residents. Sand bucket for winter weather. Volunteers deliver sand buckets prepared by Sudbury DPW. Legal clinic. Free 20-minute phone consultation with an elder law attorney by appointment on the second Tuesday of the month. Phone buddies. Volunteers make weekly calls to older Sudbury adults who would like to socialize. Friendly visitor program. Volunteers make weekly outdoor home visits to Sudbury seniors unable to leave their homes. Grocery shopping. Volunteers make weekly visits to supermarkets and deliver food to the homes of Sudbury residents. Lockbox. A small safe with the owner's house key is affixed to the home for emergency access by the fire department. Sponsored by Sudbury Firefighters IAFF Local 2023. Meals on Wheels. Hot lunch delivered to older residents who are unable to leave home. A $3 donation is suggested. Call Springwell, Inc. at 508-573-7200. Outreach and information. Medicare open enrollment. Medicare plans change every year. And it's October 15th through December 7th. This is the time to decide on your coverage for 2024. SHINE can help. SHINE counselors provide free Medicare counseling to help you compare options. Call the Sudbury Senior Center for a SHINE appointment. Reminder, at your appointment, please have your Medicare card, other insurance cards, your drug list, and your Medicare account username and password. If you don't have an account, you can go to Medicare.gov to create one. Contact Ana Cristina Oliveira, Senior Center Assistant Director, Outreach Coordinator, to schedule your appointment at 978-639-3268 or email Oliveira, OLIVEIRAA, at sudbury.ma.us. For SHINE-related matters other than appointment, call the Metro West SHINE Regional Office. Their number is 781-453-8076. Once you get the SHINE answering machine, leave your name, town, and phone number. A volunteer will return your call within 2 days. Making Memories Cafe, Tuesday, November 21st, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Bring your loved ones with memory loss to enjoy refreshments, uplifting entertainment, or an activity, and companionship with others. These events are perfect opportunities for you to take a break, socialize with other family caregivers, and simply enjoy spending time with your loved one. This cafe is sponsored by Bridges by Epic and will meet on the third Tuesday of the month. Reservations are required by calling the Sudbury Senior Center at 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Hearing Clinic, Friday. No November clinic. Next clinic is Friday, December 8th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Michael Drennan, BCHIS of Rogers Hearing Solutions, offers complimentary wax and hearing screenings on the second Friday of the month. Call the center at 978-443-3055 for an appointment. Grief Support Group, Tuesday, November 7th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The Grief Support Group meets on the first Tuesday of the month. Group facilitator is Jane Banger, chaplain at Faith and Family Hospice. Registration is required by calling Ana Cristina Oliveira at 978-639-3268. Blood Pressure Walk-in Clinic, every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. Sudbury Health Department will be here to check your blood pressure and answer questions. Call 978-443-3055 for information. Low Vision Support Group, Thursday, November 2nd, from 1 to 2 p.m., meets on the first Thursday of the month. Alzheimer's Association Resources. The Alzheimer's Association 24/7 Helpline. Their number 800-272-3900 is available around the clock, 365 days a year. Through this free service, specialists and master's level clinicians offer confidential support and information. The Alzheimer's Association and AARP Community Resource Finder is a database of dementia and aging-related resources in your area. This includes doctors, nursing homes, and care communities and support groups. The Alzheimer's Association ALZ Navigator is a free interactive online tool that creates custom action plans for users based on their current situation. By answering a few questions, this tool helps guide people living with memory loss and their caregivers to information, resources, and next steps. ALZ Connected is a free online social networking community for everyone affected by Alzheimer's or another dementia to share information, ideas, opinions, and support. Trial Match is a free, easy-to-use clinical studies matching service for people with the disease, caregivers, and healthy volunteers. Grief and the Holidays Workshop, sponsored by Faith and Family Hospice, November 9th at 1 p.m. This workshop will focus on discussion and planning for the upcoming holidays. Holidays and special events are difficult for those that have lost a loved one. A beautiful booklet entitled Grief and the Holidays, Experiencing the Holidays and Special Occasions Without Your Loved One, will be presented to each participant. Jane Banger, chaplain at Faith and Family Hospice, will lead this discussion. Registration required by calling the Sudbury Senior Center at 978-443-3055. Fuel Assistance 2023-24. The Fuel Assistance Program is an energy assistance program that can help you pay for heating costs during the heating season between November 1st and April 30th of each year. To see if you may qualify, call the Senior Center and ask to speak with Ana Cristina Oliveira at 978-443-3055. Sudbury Connection Van, Trip to Target, Monday, November 13th. Pick up 11:30 a.m., shopping from 12 to 1 p.m. Pickup times are approximate. If you are a registered van rider, please contact the MWRTA Reservation Center to schedule your Target trip at 508-820-4650. Love and Spoonful pickup on Wednesdays at 11:45 a.m. No pickup on November 22nd. Love and Spoonful is a food recovery organization that delivers food from local grocery stores that needs to be removed from shelves per guidelines, but is still safe and good to eat. Stop by, get a lottery number, and then pick out what you'd like to take home. From the Senior Profile section, Sudbury resident John Wilson by Caleb Cochran, Senior Center volunteer. Do you remember a time when train tracks in Sudbury carried passengers into Boston each day? When residents of Waltham and Watertown had summer cottages near Willis Pond? When a dairy farm sprawled on the site of the current Whole Foods on Route 20? John Wilson has lived through all of this and much more during his 76 years as a Sudbury resident. The youngest of 11 children, John moved to town from Needham with his family in 1946. He attended 8th grade at the school located in the current Flynn Town office building before moving on to vocational school in Waltham for high school, graduating in 1950. John worked in construction before heading off to work with the United States Naval Construction Battalions, better known as the Navy Seabees. He trained for 4 months in Oxnard, California, before moving to Guam, where he built houses for military families using material made from coral harvested from the surrounding waters. John then moved on to the Aleutian Islands of Alaska, where he worked on a naval base for a year. After the Navy, John went to work in construction for his father. Much of the work was on summer cottages off Hudson Road near Willis Pond, mostly owned by residents of suburbs closer to Boston. Some of the projects John and his father took on included building basements under some of those homes, as well as building chimneys for a development of homes off Landham Road. In 1958, John married Faith, a co-worker of his sister-in-law. Around that time, a minor recession prompted John's father to encourage him to look for other work. "My dad told me, 'We don't have much work for the winter, John. You better start looking for something.'" After a friend told him that Raytheon was looking for carpenters, he got a job with the multinational aerospace and defense conglomerate and ended up staying for 35 years. He worked in Sudbury, Andover, Wayland, and Waltham, commuting to the Andover site just after Route 495 opened for travel in the late 1960s. John and Faith were married for 60 years until her passing in 2018. They had 5 children, 2 boys, and 3 girls, and also provided a home for a number of foster children over the years. John now has 8 grandsons and 1 granddaughter. John lights up at the memory of family trips with Faith and the children, including a 1984 cross-country drive to the Los Angeles Summer Olympics. He remembers, "We had a brand new station wagon and bought a used tent trailer." The month-long drive west included stops in the Dakotas, Colorado, and Yellowstone and Yosemite National Parks. "We didn't make any reservations for camping," John recalls of his arrival in Greater Los Angeles, "and we were up in the hills, and kids were running around and playing with snakes in the creek. So the next day we went down to the AAA in L.A., and they put us up in this beautiful park. The family enjoyed watching soccer at the Rose Bowl, swimming at the McDonald's Swim Center, and track and field at the Los Angeles Coliseum." John is a founding member of Lady of Fatima Church, and through the church became involved in many activities, including coaching soccer. "I didn't know anything, but I read a few books," John laughs. In 1973, he helped incorporate Sudbury Youth Soccer, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. John and Faith were very active in the Sudbury community and very involved in the Sudbury Senior Center for many years. John worked with the FISH, or Friends in Service Helping Group, for 12 years, driving seniors to Boston and other locations for appointments. He also volunteered for the Friendly Visitor Program for 6 years, visiting seniors in their homes for about an hour each week, time he remembers as quite rewarding. "I've seen a lot of changes here," John says, reflecting on more than 3/4 of a century in Sudbury. "I'm very blessed." Senior Center and Community Information. Save the date, Town of Sudbury Holiday Village, Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Live music, winter gift market, comfort food, festivities, and games. The Dignity Matters Collection Drive, November 6th through the 17th. Dignity Matters' mission is to assist women and girls who are homeless or living in poverty in Massachusetts by providing a free and reliable supply of monthly menstrual care products and underwear. Dignity Matters serves over 14,000 women and girls each month through a network of shelters, public schools and colleges, and food pantries, and relies on donations to meet the ever-increasing demand. The Senior Center has agreed to be a drop-off location for the upcoming collection drive. The most needed items include all types, brands, sizes of menstrual products, incontinence pads, underwear, all types, brands, sizes of new or like-new bras and underwear, new only, please. Sages and Seekers is looking for volunteers. The nonprofit organization Sages and Seekers and the River School in Weston are recruiting older adults age 65 plus to participate in a 7-week intergenerational storytelling program with high school students at the Rivers School. Share your life experience and invaluable knowledge. Your maturity and experience allows for a larger perspective on life from which younger generations or seekers can learn. Interested? Please contact Sages and Seekers for more information. The email there is Rivers Sages and Seekers, all as one word, Rivers Sages and Seekers at gmail.com. And from the movies section, Collectors presents Alaska, America's Last Frontier, Monday, November 6th, 11:30 a.m. Join us for a presentation on this wonderful trip to Alaska. Trip features gold mining, Museum of the North, Trans-Alaska Pipeline, dog mushing, Denali National Park, Tundra Wilderness Tour, Musk Ox Farm, Anchorage, Prince William Sound Glacier Cruise, and Fairbanks. Please sign up so we can prepare for our audience by calling 978-443-3055 or email senior@sudbury.ma.us. Movies, Friday, November 3rd at 1 p.m. The Wonderful Story of Henry Singer, rated PG-13, 1.5-hour runtime. Henry Singer, a wealthy man, decides to take on an extraordinary challenge by mastering cheating at gambling games. Friday, November 17th at 1 p.m., Love Again, rated PG-13, runtime 2 hours. What if a random text message leads to the love of our life? Check out this romantic comedy starring Priyanka Chopra, Sam Heughan, and Nick Jonas. And finally, Strutnow Stuffin' Walking Challenge, November 1st through the 30th. Sign up to walk your way through November. Join the Sudbury Senior Center and Sudbury Park and Rec Department for some active fun. You can sign up as a group, individuals, doubles, or in teams of 3 or more. Check-in will be each Thursday afternoon via email. Steps will be tallied by group Friday mornings, and results will be posted via Facebook and email. Prizes will be awarded in early December for each category and overall highest step count. That concludes the reading of The Senior Scene, a publication of the Sudbury Senior Center for November 2023. The Sudbury Senior Center is located at 40 Fairbank Road in Sudbury, Massachusetts, 01776. Visit their website, www.sudburyseniorcenter.org, or you can always give the center a call at 978-443-3055.